oh man, I got a huge zucchini out of my garden today.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. It's Black Sheep Rising, episode 63.
64.
Is it for real?
You never count the first episode that you
Oh, come
zero.
On, man. Don't fuck the show up already like that. The first one doesn't count.
It always counts.
Hey, we are the Black Sheep, and let me introduce tonight's panelists. My name is Conan Solidy, and of course, Daryl W. Perry.
What's up?
Is here in the second chair, and Mr. Free Rock.
Yo.
Back with us. Just got back from a family gathering.
I ate way too much.
He's here complaining about how full he is. This old man hasn't eaten a day. He's had some alcohol.
Beer is
lots of chicken.
So you're there getting your pictures taken by your father-in-law, who is the
stepfather, yeah.
Who is the photographer in the family.
Yep.
He likes to drag everyone onto the steps of the front house where everyone can be together.
Yep.
And we were talking. See, I take a lot of pictures as well at these types of events, but I don't stop you. I don't stop.
Yeah, you don't get everybody in a group and take a photo.
In fact, if you're like this guy, I'm pretty much Candy Cameron every single shot that I take of him because he's all like, fucking the Flash, man.
It's like Keith.
The Flash bomb.
No. It's not that I necessarily don't want my photo taken. It's that this motherfucker uses a really bright flash, and like a gremlin, light hurts my eyes.
He just needs a camera with a faster ISO and a much lower f-stop lens, a little faster lens, and then you won't have to use the flash.
Hey, I can only spend.
I don't understand what any of those things are. That
I only have $400-$500 to spend on my camera. And,
yeah.
Those
nerds.
Yeah, exactly. I have found out that my on the auto setting on that camera, the ISO, I mean the white balance is way too bright, and I can't.
You just lost half of the audience.
I can't figure out how to lower it, so I actually have to go into one of the manual features.
Yeah, I pretty much only shoot manual anyway.
Yeah, but sometimes I just want to auto it, man, because they do make good decisions, pretty much.
If I'm going to do auto, it's especially just if I'm going for like speed or something, it's not going to be f-stop or ISO.
I feel as though I stumbled into like Tech Sheep Rising.
This is all you want to talk about?
Giggity, giggity.
It's standard photo stuff, nothing crazy.
Yeah, it's not.
But people that aren't photo people have absolutely no clue what you're talking about.
So, anyways,
you got the F5 IS.
All right, I'll talk camera. I'll talk camera stuff that you understand. When I take the photos, I just kind of walk in and you're like, "Who the fuck was that? What just happened?" And then I get you on. I get the candid moment, and I think those. I like those photos. I think they're more
instead
meaningful.
Being staged.
I mean, sometimes it's all right to see everyone looking at the camera and looking and smiling. But when you can catch people yelling at somebody or, you know, with a hot dog in their mouth.
Yeah, I like having a whole bunch of candid photos instead of one group photo.
Yeah.
Because then that actually shows what.
And those are, and yeah, and those are the ones that you want to caption later
right.
on. You put them out to the audience, to the masses, and like, all right, hey, here you guys, go ahead and tag them up and then caption it for me. And sometimes it can be a lot of fun.
But
otherwise,
the question is, do you ever take selfies?
No, I have never taken a selfie.
I tell you what.
I have been in a selfie while somebody was taking it, but I have not personally taken a selfie of myself. I think there's
Conan.
Stupid.
The last two, so it was Porkfest and then, of course, the Stone Farm party that we went to. And I totally forgot to take selfies because I take one selfie. Just so I have a record of me being there. Otherwise,
right? Because you're the one behind the camera.
I know exactly. I know exactly.
Photo.
So the last two photo sessions that I administered, I totally forgot to take selfies, and people were actually saying, "Where the fuck are you at?"
I'm behind the camera, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know, and I forgot to take a selfie. But
Yes, I have never taken a selfie by my lonesome.
Good working, Mr. Darryl. I found this article a couple of weeks ago. This is something that's been sitting on the burner for a little while now. It's entitled 11 Times It Just Isn't Okay to Take a Selfie, However Tempted You Are to Do So.
Wasn't there also another article earlier that was people who take selfies are narcissistic dicks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, but everyone on Facebook is a narcissistic dick.
Well, that's why I don't take selfies.
Yeah, but you're on Facebook.
But I don't put pictures of myself there.
Do you tag pictures of you?
I don't tag pictures of me either.
All right, well, you are an exception. Most people get on Facebook to give their life meaning. so they have some history of themselves. So they don't just go through this world a meaningless, you know, blood cell.
Like, I'll throw up some pictures of, like, my garden or something. But that's about it.
There you go. All right. Fucking narcissistic. You think you're a good gardener and you got to fucking let all the people know that you're...
I have to stand on a stepladder to tend to my tomatoes or something.
Oh, now we got to show pictures of this.
Braggadocious over here.
I know. Fucking bragging about your goddamn agricultural skills.
And then he was telling us how big his fucking zucchini was.
I didn't take a picture of it, though. I guess I should have.
This fucking perv over here is taking pictures of his damn zucchini.
Oh, you changed your name.
Yeah.
Now you're back to being a human. So where is it? There it is. So he's standing on... How many steps is on that silly thing?
3.
So we're talking 12
foot? And I'm
6'1".
So that's about 8 and a half, 9 feet.
All right, let me ask you something. Are there any tomatoes on this stupid plant?
Yes, there's a lot of them.
I
counted 78 on a single branch.
Because
they're cherry tomatoes.
I know that if there's too much nitrogen in your soil, your plants will fucking grow like beanstalks. But they won't grow fruit unless there's enough phosphorus and stuff in there.
I actually single stemmed my tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
So I picked all the suckers off. So there's only one main stem, so there's only one way it can go.
You pick
so
the suckers off.
That's what they're called.
Bah, bah. Yeah, I know,
So I picked off all the side shoots, all the vining, so it's really just one single stem that's just going crazy. So you can plant more tomatoes in a smaller area.
That's pretty impressive. That's a strong plant, because usually most of the plants that I've dealt with have been weak stalks. You know, they grow heavy, but they either like to, you know, climb around on the ground. But as far as going straight up, I mean, how much – do you have anything holding that guy up?
Yeah. There's wires. Every 6 inches I have a horizontal wire. You can't really see it in the picture.
Because that's what I would have to do. And the same thing with my cucumbers. I grew them up as well. I did Armenian cucumbers.
Right.
And I grew them up as well. You get a lot more real estate that way.
Yeah, I just weave it as the extends. I just weave it back and forth. So I don't.
And I'm glad you put those pictures, because – there are some individuals at the Keene Activist Center who purchase a lot of soil. And, of course, they're doing this in friggin' July.
Right.
But it's a huge plot of dirt for, like, newbies.
Right.
And it's like, wow, I mean, you probably should have started with a quarter of that. That's a lot of real estate.
If
you're careful with how you stack your plants in there.
Well, they don't have a lot of plants in there.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Well, they're not going to be able to – all the tomatoes and stuff they have sitting there, those things are never going to come to fruition.
They planted those today.
Okay, well, they're never
I know they're never going to fucking –
It's going to hit frost before. You can grow some kohlrabi. That's the picture.
Yeah, whatever they put in there. So this is about the same size, but you started – your garden was already in the ground. Your soil was already tilled.
That's a lot more than
– Actually, I started from scratch. We moved into the house April 7th or so,
uh-huh.
And I built 3 raised beds, which you can see across on the right, and then which are 8x4, and then I built 2 that are 24x4.
Yeah, whatever they put in the ground, it's got to be winter crops, carrots, kohlrabi – turnips,
any
beets.
Of the brassicas.
I just hope it doesn't turn.
You need to talk to the two people that are doing that about what to plant. I've got nothing to do with it.
I just hope it doesn't turn into like a mud pit. I mean, it's already going to be, you know, considering how many peace signs have been stolen off of the front porch. You don't think the tomato plants are going to get stomped. You don't think these plants are just going to get ripped up. It's going to be It's gonna be hurtful. People are gonna put blood, sweat, and tears into these plants, and some motherfucker's gonna come through and gonna boot stomp some tomatoes.
Luckily, I have a whole bunch of space, so if we need to build a community garden, we can do that.
And I'm gonna be like,
did you hear me? I said, get off my lawn now.
Piece of shit. Fucking hateful people. How the fuck can you steal a peace sign?
I know. Isn't that the most ironic thing to steal?
Holy crap. And how many? He's probably.
It's not like a Nazi flag or something where you could figure, you know, someone would be really pissed off. Who's pissed off about peace?
Ian is a bunch of people.
Mitch Greenwald. That motherfucker dug $200 out of his own pocket to remove a faded red peace sign from the war monument.
That's a little different than stealing a peace flag.
He's still pissed off about peace.
These fucking warmongers. I'm telling you what.
He needs to go take a selfie with a big fucking pile of shit. I think that would be an appropriate selfie.
Oh, we were talking about a selfie article too, weren't we?
Yeah.
Where did that thing go?
I'm getting us back on topic. It's the one that says 11.
11. So there are times when you just shouldn't take selfies. Eric, of course, he's not a narcissist. He's not going to take selfies at all.
Nope.
I'll take a selfie every now and then, but I've forgotten the last two times, so I guess I've fallen off of that bandwagon. Daryl?
I couldn't tell you the last time I took a picture of myself, but a lot of the pictures of me on Facebook are ones that I did take.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
So let's see.
No, because there's time, like you said, there's times when you want to sort of show, like, I was here, and there's not necessarily somebody around to take your picture.
Yeah, when you're standing in front of some silly monument, or you're on the precipice of a canyon,
right?
And you're like, you're the girl who's about to fall off. Did you see that? Some girl was visiting Italy or something, and she was right on the edge
There's
of a cliff.
There's been a lot of those.
And it might even be in this article.
I'm sure it is. This is just kind of things that people have already done that were ridiculously stupid.
Yeah. So number one on this list is when hundreds of men on bicycles are hurtling towards you at a high speed. And, of course, the picture here is a girl, and she is leaning into traffic. And
Tour de France.
Yeah, exactly. And there's friggin', you know, at least 30 guys on bicycles right here in the immediate picture. And she's about to get clipped in the back of the head by this guy who didn't see her. So, yeah, that's kind of retarded. Not only is it retarded for the back of your head, but you're going to cause an accident. And when guys are doing 30-plus miles an hour on bicycles, that's a hard way to go down.
Right. And you could have easily taken a worthwhile selfie without causing a problem. So really all she had to do was stand off to the side and she still would have gotten the picture.
I don't know. And of course, keep in mind that cameras and camcorders make things look closer too. So maybe she isn't as close as we think. I think she's pretty fucking close.
But
now keep in mind this too, because I've been riding the old bicycle for many, many years. When I went to high school, I drove 7 miles one way. Both uphill, both ways, of course, and it was a well-traveled state road, and I think I must have been clipped in the back of the head by rearview mirrors a good 3 times. I mean, almost fucking killed on this, you know, very tight road.
This being a cell phone, it looks like I can see the reflection in her glasses. It looks like a cell phone.
Is she holding it up?
Yeah.
Or is that a sign or something?
I'm pretty sure that's her hand holding the cell phone. But either way, this is most likely a cell phone picture, which means it's usually a pretty wide-angle lens, which would actually make her look farther away.
Mm-hmm.
So if it looks this close, she's really, really close.
By the way, is that Garrett? is that military Garrett right there?
I have no fucking
clue. I should go ahead and...
Don't click on it.
Don't get sidetracked
any more than you already are.
Maybe I'll remember that it's there. It does look like Garrett with his fro.
This article already seems like a large sidetrack.
Number two on the list, on a football pitch, I guess this is an English, European.
Soccer.
This is a European article. On a soccer pitch in the middle of a match, even if you just scored. And I don't understand why this is wrong. This looks neat.
Did they grab somebody's cell phone out of the stands, take a picture, and give it back to
them?
I think that's freaking awesome.
I know. I think that's badass.
That would have been sweet.
probably this guy right here. He looks like Nicholas Kirkpatrick, one of our super fans on the show. Looks like he just scored a fucking and you only score like it's fucking football. You only score maybe once, twice during a game.
Right.
That's a big event. So they reached up probably, grabbed this guy's phone, and they handed it right back to him. And now this guy has his badass pick.
Right. Exactly.
So this is no.
And then he probably sold that shit to the UK Mirror for like $100,000.
I tell you what, man. Where's my rich BS?
I think that's awesome. I think that's just like when Terrell Owens hit a Sharpie in his sock, and when he scored a touchdown, he signed the ball and tossed it into the stands.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I think it's just as badass.
Oh, yeah, and
it's
then there was the dude
I think this is an appropriate time to do it.
There was the dude that played for the New Orleans Saints that had a cell phone hit up under the protection thing around the goalpost, scored a touchdown, picked it up, yeah, and he called his mama.
Yeah, I think that's an appropriate time to do that. I think this one's bullshit.
Yeah.
I say this one's good.
All right, number three on the list. When you're just about to commit a serious crime. Yeah, probably
that's
not.
Probably not a good time.
unless you want to get caught.
Right.
And there are a lot of criminals out there who aren't very good at it.
Well, there's also a lot of people who are purposely breaking the law, like civil disobedience.
Exactly.
So that would be a time to take a selfie.
So if you're at Central Square and you're chalking up the monument and you want to get caught and you want to get your collarbone or your ribs and whatever broke, go ahead and take a selfie and then post it to Facebook and then get all the haters on your on a death
wish.
Yeah,
I think this one depends on the situation.
Yeah, so in this case, this specific picture here is
kind of dumb.
Two hoodlums with a knife and parkas on. A 17-year-old Swedish girl uses her phone to take a photo of herself and an accomplice wearing balaclavas. How do you say that?
Balaclavas.
And brandi-
fucking ski mask.
And brandishing a 30-centimeter kitchen knife just before they use the weapon to rob a restaurant.
That's like a 12-inch knife.
It's like a 3-decimeter knife.
And, of course, the police were able to predict or find out afterwards that, Number four on the list. When you've just been pulled over by law enforcement officials and are probably about to get arrested again.
Good time to take a selfie.
This is the exact time to take a selfie.
Hold on. No, you should actually be recording video.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be like a freeze frame from a video.
Yeah, this is video. This is not. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what this is.
And that doesn't totally look like a selfie of the driver because that guy's in the passenger seat, it looks like.
Don't know. I don't know what kind of vehicle
this
that is.
This is British, so they sit on the other
That's
side.
That's true. But I don't see a steering wheel in front of them. That kind of looks like a...
Very
maybe
curious.
It's a driverless car.
Yeah, maybe it's a Google car.
I can't wait till Google cars start getting pulled over.
someone actually posted that question on the Face Space this week or the week before. And the question was, what's going to happen when a Google car gets pulled over? And I was immediately like, well, they're probably going to legislate some law into the works where... The car will, by mandate, pull over automatically if the police will have a kill switch.
Yeah,
they'll be able to read the registration, and they'll be able to kill that engine on that car, or slow it down anyways, bring it to a stop.
I think more than likely the people that are designing the Google car are going to have some kind of thing put in to where. If any emergency lights are activated within a certain radius, then it will slow down and pull to the side.
Yeah, but what happens when Android starts making their cars? They're the fucking black sheep of the group. Or whatever.
Android is Google.
Wow. I just saw that. Okay, well, when a black sheep automated car company comes out, and
they're not going to abide by the fucking laws anyway.
I know, and they're like, yeah, exactly. They're like, well, I don't want to install if there's a flashing light, the car is going to automatically stop feature on our cars. And the legislator is going to be like, well, that's not safe. I mean, what happens when someone needs to stop, you know, these guys? And so they're going to, there'll be a kill switch installed on all police cruisers or whatever smart cars they're driving. And then there you go.
You would hope that smart cars don't
2084
need to be pulled over.
Yeah, exactly. But people will be able to override the speed feature. It's like I'm not going to go I don't want to go the exact speed limit. I want to go 4 miles above. And some guys be like, well, I want to go 6 miles above.
I would hope that smart cars enable us to actually go faster, because then you wouldn't have the human element involved.
Yeah, but how fast is
Hold on. The statement that you just made of if one of these companies says, no, we're not installing this thing to pull the car over.
Hackers.
Like what? Like,
no, hold on. Hold on. Let me finish my thought here. You said that then the cops will be able to put a kill switch on that car? How are the cops going to fucking put a kill switch on a car unless the fucking programmers allow the cops to put a kill switch on the car? And you're saying that they're saying, no, we're not doing any of your mandates.
Well, that's
why would they put a fucking kill switch on something
if they're
not abiding by the fucking mandates?
Because the government will shut them down.
They will
come in with guns and take everything over, and they will bankrupt the company.
For example, I think it'd be curious to see seatbelt legislation and how it evolved in this country. Because, I mean, it had been many, many years there where it wasn't regulated. I mean, so people only manufacturers only installed seatbelts in their cars if the customers asked for them, or they just wanted to be nice guys. How many years, at what year did it become mandated that seatbelts be a mandatory feature in cars?
Most legislation that I have read in states that require seatbelt use, say in all automobiles built after 1964.
Okay,
so I don't know if 1964 is when it became mandated or just when all of the car companies decided to put these in.
So at least 60 years later, thereabouts, and of course, a kill switch, this is technology, and we know that government is always behind when it comes to technology. There will be something bigger, better, and faster out by the time they finally figure out how to regulate some feature in technology these days.
Right, and hackers will believe – I mean, that would be a huge business of itself, hackers to modify your car.
Yeah, so for example, your Google car only goes the speed limit.
Unless you root it.
Exactly. Yeah, unless you root it, and you're like, all right, yeah, you can set it to go 4 miles over, or, right below or whatever. Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen.
Right.
I mean, it's definitely, definitely going to happen. And how long will it take for the lawmakers to jump on that bandwagon, the fucking Cynthia or whatever – I'm thinking of a creative name of a new law, because someone was going 10 miles over the speed limit and ran into a stop sign or some shit, and it died. And so some lawmaker –
Jackass McDouchebag.
Yeah, exactly. Some mother – against rooting Google cars, what's that acronym? Starts a new law to fight the douchebaggery.
Marge, MARGE, Mothers Against Rooting Google Electronics. The Marge.
Or Mothers
Bill.
Against Rooting Cars. That would be Mark.
Mark. Okay. So yeah, that's look forward to that law.
Well, I'm just thinking Marge, and then you could have Marge Simpson as like the mascot.
I can't wait till you can jailbreak your car.
Oh, by the way, tonight we are streaming for the first time, and someone is already complaining that they can't hear
God
us.
God damn it.
God damn sons of bitches.
Mother of cock, I thought you fixed all this shit.
Apparently not.
I did fix it. Check, 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 check. Can you...
I don't see anything bouncing.
There's your problem.
Oh, there's your problem.
There's your problem.
All right.
This is
what they call...
Hey, can you hear me now?
This is what they call doing tech support in the middle of the show.
Sorry, Nick. You just missed a good 20 minutes of the... 20 minutes? Yeah, 20 minutes of the show.
Can you hear us now?
You should have complained 20 minutes ago, man. All right.
You just got in the show.
Nick,
thank you, Nick.
Nick, can you hear us now?
Well,
okay, so yeah, Google, cars, looking forward to them, because I'm that kind of guy who would rather sleep on the way to work. I know some people are complaining against it because it just takes... The option of being able to, rev and take tight corners and the whole nine. I don't fucking like driving. I mean, I it's not something I look forward to, especially long driving. Like driving to Porkfest, 3 hours.
Oh, yeah, totally. I can see self-driving cars would be awesome. Yeah, because then you don't have to deal with the whole bull crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am not... I'm so looking forward to being able to sleep all the way to Porkfest.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Do you think that would up the amount of nighttime traffic? If people decide, hey, I'm going to drive, 12
for
hours.
Leisure I don't know, because a lot of people, if they're doing long road trips anyway, they'll drive at night because there's less traffic.
That's what I do.
The reason there's traffic at times that there are now is because all the businesses are run by fucking idiots that think everybody should start work at 9 and get off at 5. Hey, here's an idea. Let's have everybody in the city could start work at the same time and get off work at the same time.
That makes sense for some stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many things that could be done at night.
Right, exactly.
It really sucks that everyone decides to clog the arteries of everywhere on a regular basis.
Right, but some of the stuff is like, why are certain institutions open only during normal business hours? It's like, well, I have a fucking job. I can't go to your establishment in the middle of the day. Like, why is the bank closed at 4 o'clock? Shouldn't you be open from, like, noon to, you know, 9 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
When people can actually use your services?
Or maybe from, like, 7 in the morning until 7, 8 o'clock at night?
Right.
And then you could very easily have overlapping shifts of people to cover your 12 or 13 hour day.
Right. I think businesses that are open to the public that do stuff like that should be open longer than the average workday plus commute. So, you know, depending where you say Columbus, Ohio, my average workday plus commute was 9.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it'd be nice if businesses were open at least 10.5 hours, and then, you know, I could at least go to them on my way to or from work.
Yeah. I think a 12 or 13 hour business day would make sense.
For accessed
and then,
in-person type of stops.
Well, and then, you know, people would have the option of either being able to go in before they go to work, assuming that they work a normal 9-to-5 job.
Right, which would also mean those people who work the early shift at one of these places are out well before all the other places are closed, so
right,
they can go do their shift.
So there should be things that are overlapping. That way there's not as much traffic all at the same time.
I see we've gone way tangent here.
I'm just thinking about things that people have grown used to, like certain hours of television viewing.
Like
prime time. You're going to screw all prime time up. And those people,
you are. Dude, there's already so many people that work shift jobs anyway.
Well, no, it's actually, I think it's changing. I think it's going back to the old times where you did have a lot of shift work going on. Whereas in the last 30, 40 years, people really did get into that set schedule where, you know, everyone was leaving the work and coming home at the same time, and all the channels were being watched by the same family. But now it's different because now you can DVR whatever you're watching, or you can watch it on the internet. So, I mean, technology has really given us the option,
right,
another option to live our schedules however we want.
Like, I have never worked a 9-to-5 shift. The closest I ever had to a 9-to-5 was one job where I worked 10-to-6.
Mm-hmm.
I worked 8-to-4:30.
Yeah, when I was in the military, that was the closest I've ever come to a 9-to-5.
And I've worked a bunch of shifts where it's like a late second shift where I'm going to work at like 4 or 5 in the afternoon,
mm-hmm,
and getting off at, you know, like midnight, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Those are nice. Because then you're actually, you know, you can get up, do some stuff before you go to work.
You're
awake,
like,
when you actually make it to work.
You can go to sleep, wake up without an alarm clock, and still have time to do stuff before you go to work.
And get to work bright-eyed. So that's always nice.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah.
Hey, what's next on this list? Number 5. These are selfie. And by the way, the people who weren't able to hear, these are selfies that you shouldn't take, or moments in time when you shouldn't take selfies. Number 5, standing close to an animal that might not be too keen to co-star in your selfie shot. And I've seen this picture before, and it's horrible. It's a camel
biting her face off,
taking a big old bite out of a lady. And them teeth, man. Good God, each one of them teeth is as big as her nose almost. I mean,
those things are ginormous.
Have you ever seen a horse bite someone?
Yes.
Or been bitten.
That's not a horse. That's a fucking camel.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to I'm trying to find a comparison grounds to...
We don't have a lot of camels around here.
I know.
Which is probably why she was taking a selfie with it.
Yeah, the thing is that a horse will, like, nip, whereas this camel has its whole mouth open. It's like its jaw has become dislocated, and he's pretty much chomping down on her forehead.
And then it will spit in her face afterwards.
And then jump on her.
Fucking spitters.
So, yeah, be careful... how close you are to animals that bite. What's the guy who got bit by the stingray?
Stingrays don't bite.
They don't. Well, he got stung.
That was
an
accident.
He got stung, not bit.
He got skewered with the tail. Yeah. That's kind of an accident. That's kind of a fluke.
Yeah. Because that's. But yeah. But he focused on these types of selfies.
Right.
Except with gators and snakes and, you know, the whole works.
No, he didn't do selfies because he didn't hold the camera himself.
He's got point.
That's not a selfie.
Good point, but he definitely was a narcissist. He loved to hear the sound of his voice and look at his handsome face. He was into that nonsense. It was his wife that did a lot of photography, right?
I don't know what she did.
So if you're a team unit like that, you know, working together as a unit.
She wrote a book after he died about their life together, and it was freaking sad.
Yeah, that was kind of that. He was a
and then
he
the
was
a daughter.
That was a good person.
Yeah, I know that was one of those guys.
She's all grown up, and she's doing like the animal thing now too.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Is that why you noticed?
I think she's still like 15.
No, she's like
I don't think
19.
She's that old.
No, she's like 19
really?
Or 20 now.
Jeez.
Oh, crap.
Whatever.
So don't stand too close to the animals.
Don't stand.
When you're taking the
don't stand
selfie.
Don't stand so close to me.
Number 6, right in front of a scene of an emergency. And again, you know, coming from Keene.
Is that just me or does that look like Sovereign Curtis?
That depends. Is he supposed to be doing something during said emergency? Because at this point...
Oh, he's got a fire jacket on.
I don't
so he's
think that's
probably,
a fire jacket.
You don't think so?
No. I don't think that's a fire jacket. Because look at the color difference between the guy behind him.
But he does have authoritarian glasses on. You can see...
Oh, wait a minute. No, he is. Look at the arm reflecting his glasses. Yes, he should not be taking a picture right now. You can see the reflective tape on his arm and his glasses.
Yeah, he totally has the... glasses on, you can see the mountain scape.
Those are called aviators.
Yeah, it's called douchebag glasses.
So yes. In this case, no, he should not be taking a friggin' picture right now because he's supposed to be doing something.
Unless
I can see if he is just a passerby, be like, hey, look, the fire department, they're all out here doing what they need to do, so mm-hmm. I can take a selfie. But he is the fire department. He should be doing something useful.
Unless he is the department photographer.
Right.
Or probably not. Or the reporter. He works, or maybe he's a reporter and he's just wearing fire gear.
Right.
For his protection.
Yeah.
Who knows? But if this was like James Cleveland, who just got arrested for doing something similar, maybe not very tactful to be smiling in front of a burning house.
Yeah.
But to take a kind
especially
of.
Especially when you're supposed to be putting the fire out.
Yeah, well, we don't know.
Right.
We don't know. But I don't know. So this is, I'm a little torn on this one.
I'd say if you're a passerby, go for it. If you're supposed to be partaking in the fixing of said situation, don't do it.
Yeah. No, this is the one I was talking about. Number 7, anywhere you are at serious risk of becoming an emergency yourself. And, of course, the picture is of a nice scene.
There's not even anybody in that picture taking a fucking selfie.
I know.
That's because she's at the bottom of the cliff on the rocks.
Then how's the fucking picture...
Yeah, this
tripod.
Yeah, this
timer.
This might not be the actual scene of her demise, but let me read it for you. An Italian teenager recently plunged 60 feet to her death after trying to pose for a self-portrait on the edge of a cliff in the seaside town of Taranto. In Russia, a 17-year-old was electrocuted by wires when she climbed onto a railway bridge for the same reason. And a few months ago, a U.S. woman crashed her car into a truck and died whilst trying to post selfies online. So what I've gotten from this posting already is it's not necessarily taking dangerous selfies. It's being a
It's taking selfies dangerously.
It's being a female taking selfies, dangerously selfies. Yeah, I went there.
And now I can't even say what I was going to say because it's going to make me look like some sort of weird, insensitive douche.
You can say it.
No way.
I was just going to say it's people being dumbasses, but you said females.
Those are Darwin Awards all the way.
No,
right
and
there.
And so because he said females and because I said dumbasses, people are going to think that I think that all females are dumbasses, and that's not what the fuck I said.
But you know what?
That was fucking intentional.
It was fucking intentional. It was. That's
yeah,
that's a new...
Adding fucking shit in front of what I was going to fucking say to make it sound like I'm a fucking narcissistic fucking woman hater over here. And that's not true at all. I love all women.
It's probably just a lot of those where they stick it on a tripod and then do the 10-second delay and are backing up and go off the cliff.
That's why you put it on a 2-second delay.
So you only have
so much backing up that you can do.
Or that's why you get a remote. And you can, look where you're standing, turn around, there you go, picture.
Talking about them expensive camera operations, them expensive unit. Unless you can do
super cheap.
And this you can do your cell phone, hook your cell phone up to your camera or something. That'd be nice.
There are cameras that you can hook up.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine an app that's already set up for.
Well, a lot of the new cameras, a lot of new Canons have GPS and Wi-Fi built into them.
Hmm. Very nice.
All right, this next one is just kind of funny.
I have to say, do this.
Oh, sorry. So what is it? What is it, Mr. Darrell?
Any memorial or other location associated with a serious atrocity.
Hold on.
A horror.
Well, and this guy's face is priceless. It looks like he's wearing some sort of weird earphone thing to get the audio tour. And he posted this to Twitter, and it says, selfie from the gas chamber in Auschwitz, hashtag selfie, hashtag respect.
What a fucking complete asshole.
I have to say,
and he looks like he just got, a dick shoved in his ass. Look at that face. That's the I got a dick shoved in my ass face.
No, I think that's, I think he's trying to convey... a feeling of sorrow for all the nonsense that took place back in the day that no one remembers because they're fucking rinsing and repeating, to their heart's content. Because, how many millions died?
A lot.
I heard six.
And then maybe about 80 million total, somewhere in that neighborhood. So he's just conveying a feeling of the horror. The absolute horror. Marlon Brando
style. I say go ahead and do it. This one I say go ahead and do not do it.
Hold on. Before we get down to the next one, it says that most would consider a visit to the September 11th Ground Zero, the Holocaust Memorial, or Chernobyl, a time for quiet reflection, not a time for selfies, but not everyone agrees. The next one, definitely fucking tacky.
And don't do.
Yeah.
If this was my relative, I would have kicked her in the nuts, even though she doesn't have nuts.
So what is
at least I'd assume they don't.
What is the ninth one while I do this?
The guy without the microphone is asking us a question.
Right.
I'm sorry. I fucking usually put it on the table. Sorry. So what's the ninth while I do this Google search of another selfie at a funeral?
Well, he just gave it away. Selfie at a funeral. And then, yes, Obama took a selfie at a funeral, though he did not take it with the casket in the background.
Yes. All right. So number nine on this list.
Obama went to somebody's funeral?
At a funeral, and there's a pretty young thing, and she's standing right in front of the casket, and there's people in the background, and this horrible. I'm hoping this is from, a movie or something.
I would hope so.
And this isn't real, because this is horrible.
Yeah, I would friggin'.
I would
shove her in the hole underneath the casket and leave her there.
I would fucking bitch slap this. I would take the camera out of her hand and I would slap her with it,
or throw the camera down the hole.
So, but this brings up another a picture that came out recently, and of course here is Obama,
This is a picture of somebody taking a picture of Obama taking a picture of himself.
So three of them in there, and of course, Little Miss Let's Fixed Lunch System at school. The school lunch system is sitting next to her. She's not even aware of what's going on. And this was this Mandela's funeral? Do you remember who it was?
Oh, I can't remember.
Visit page. Maybe they'll tell us. So yeah, horrible, horrible thing to do. Man, just fucking.
Yes, it was Mandela.
Take your goddamn camera and keep
it
in your
memorial.
Pocket.
At a memorial service, not the funeral.
Slightly different. All right. So his coffin wasn't sitting there in the middle of the day. I thought the coffin was sitting in the middle of the room. Will they have memorial services with the dead body in the room?
Yeah.
No, a memorial service is afterwards. Something on like the anniversary of the death.
But this was actually hold on.
No.
And this wasn't just Obama. This was scroll up. This was British Prime Minister David Cameron and Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt.
He's the one that shot the plane down. False flag.
The woman?
The Danish minister.
I thought you said it was the fucking Dutch that were pissed off. Dutch and Danes are two different people.
Does it say what the memorial was? How long after the funeral?
Let's see. It's right there. Hold on. 91 world leaders gathered to say goodbye to Mandela, who died on December 5th.
So it was a goodbye farewell.
So this was several months later.
Yeah. But still, they were there intentionally to
see him off.
These pictures were taken in February.
What are you talking about?
The date. That said, wait, doesn't that say February?
The article is on December 10th, and Nelson died on December 5th, so it was only 5 days.
Wow. Yeah, so that was a little too soon. Fuck you, world leaders. And yes, I'm sorry, Danes and Dutch, for confusing you.
What's the difference between Danish and Dutch?
The Danish live in Denmark. The Dutch live in the Netherlands.
Netherlands, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The Dutch are always fucked like that because they don't live in Deutschland. That's Germany.
Deutschland.
So the Germans and the Dutch fucked us forever.
I believe it's pronounced Deutschland, not Deutschland.
I prefer Deutschland.
Yeah, and the Dutch say something Holland something Hollandaise. Hollanders speak a Hollandaise, so it sounds as though Hollanders speak Hollandaise, but it's actually Dutch.
Is that where Hollander sauce comes from?
Hollandaise, yes.
For real? What is Hollandaise sauce?
It's a sauce
that comes out of the Netherlands.
Okay, we've got five more minutes. Number 10 on the list, in an operating theater whilst someone is being operated on.
I'd say this is okay.
I'd say this is okay as well. Especially,
unless she's one of the nurses.
Well, yeah. Yeah, if she's like...
I'm guessing the problem here is that she's wearing gloves. Her phone is not sterile. She should not be touching it.
But it's white. So whatever blood splatter gets on it, it'll be able to show up real quick like.
Oh, and that's actually down in the comments. I didn't even read it.
Oh, is it?
Also, is that phone sterile?
So I know if she's a family member, I got no problem with that. I mean, I kind of wish there were more people in the room when people are getting operated on. That way, these doctors are being held accountable. So when they fucking leave gauze and fucking material in your body.
But also, to be fair, this is probably not an actual operation. Look at three people in the background; they're not wearing face masks. The guy with the beard doesn't have.
This is
like med school or something.
This is exactly. It's probably med school. That might be a cadaver or a goddamn plastic dummy,
right?
And she just happens to be.
In this case, I don't think this is a foul because I don't think this is an actual operation.
I agree. Number 11. Yes.
Fucking Brian Hagen.
Yes.
That is Brian fucking Hagen.
Number 11. When you are on the toilet. It is never okay to take a selfie when you're on the toilet, especially if it's a full-body selfie. And have you ever seen selfies where someone's sitting on something and it's like, they're probably sitting on the commode.
Yep.
It just got this feeling. There's just this aura about that selfie that they're sitting on a commode and they're in the bathroom because they get the bathroom lighting and the whole nine. But yeah, if it's a full-body, good God, man. Unless you're being silly like... Brian Hagen and
this probably is supposed to be silly.
Or the Fiends.
Yeah.
They did a little. They were playing around at the Pork Fest because the toilets in the LRN studio at Pork Fest were pretty much the only toilets that ever worked forever.
No, one of them got put out of order.
And that might have been the one they were sitting on, but I know that they were talking about it a lot.
They were on dual toilets that were right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the ones that were up by the swimming pool, where there were two toilets right next to one another, nothing dividing the two. They were as close as my seat is to Conan.
So they
right now.
So they weren't sitting on the
very
same
Romanesque.
They weren't sitting on the same seat. There were two separate toilets
right next to one another
with no divider.
With no
divider.
Very very Romanesque.
That's very Romanesque. Where you know they're
you
all
sit down and have a conversation.
Right, exactly.
And the toilet paper there is none. It's a sponge in a bucket of it's a coffee can with some kind of solution in it, and everyone uses the same sponge.
That's gross.
That's very gross.
Yeah.
That's what they did. I said it was a sponge on a stick.
I'm so glad they invented toilet paper.
I'm so glad they invented running water.
Oh, that too.
The Romans had running water, motherfucker.
Yeah, it was in lead pipes that killed them slowly.
Well, that doesn't matter if it's in the toilet. If you're just using it to flush your tube.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. Water. You mean like out of the toilet?
They didn't have
what
water.
Are you, some
yeah,
kind
how
of
many
bag?
Yeah, but what year would yeah, they didn't have water right off the bat. That was something that they kind of evolved into.
I didn't say the day Rome was built there was running water. I just said that the Roman civilization had running water.
Probably not to flush their stool, though.
So
that, Conan, are you going to tell us about the new live stream thing that you got hooked up?
So, yeah, I am experimenting with some live streaming options. This week I played
experimenting, and he played with it.
That's right. This week
Good
I
job,
played
though.
With a couple of... different features. I played with Ustream. I played with Google Hangouts. And, of course, I also played with Livestream, which is what we're going with right now. I didn't realize you actually had to create an account. It's a very quick process, but that's not what I wanted. I wanted something that I can kind of embed on a web page and people can just click on it or click on this on the link. Just start watching. I don't want them to have to go through.
YouTube got their shit together yet?
I don't have to go through
they
a process.
They were releasing streaming, but it was only to a handful of people. Like a handful of.
They got that hooked up through
producers.
Google Hangouts.
They have that, but they had a straight video feed stream type thing where you didn't have all the bullcrap that the Hangout.
Cantwell said that there's a way to do it that goes straight to YouTube, and you don't have to be logged into Google. You can just link to
right.
the YouTube page and start watching it right off the bat.
It's been in beta, I think. I think it's still in beta testing.
Well, I'm going to have to find that, and that's going to be the way I'm going to go. Already, I'm getting some complaints. We didn't turn the audio on because I fucking had the wrong audio hooked up. It was a real quick. I clicked on a button. Sorry, Nick, you missed the first 20 minutes. it seems like Shauna can't watch any of it, but she's talking Java problems. So. Sorry, Shauna. We'll get that fixed.
So, yeah, I think if we can get the YouTube streaming, I think that's probably best to go.
It's Shauna.
Kurt's Donut.
No, it's Shauna. So, yeah, it's still in the works. This is the first time. Hopefully I can get it up and running. Hopefully we can kind of get some chat going.
And based on the Conan theory that the first time doesn't count, this show never happened.
No, this show most definitely happened. The live stream didn't happen. This
very
episode,
well.
So, yeah. Very well. No, it didn't happen at all.
Well, we're going right now.
No, based on his rule of the first time doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
So the first time he had sex didn't count.
It did.
First time he had sex with his ex-wife,
no,
that didn't count.
No. We were just fooling around.
The first time he, you know, experimented with a guy, that didn't count.
That zero count has not even hit the counter, Mr. Darrow, Mr. B. Serious.
Yeah, based on your theory that the first time doesn't count.
Oh, my God.
Putting me on the spot. Hey, we need to...
Hold on. Nick in our chat room says, the first time doesn't count, especially if you don't make eye contact and the balls don't touch.
Kind of push the balls around.
Oh, where is What Did You Learn? God damn it.
What did you learn?
Eric Free Rock. Ask this guy what he learned.
What'd Conan learn?
Oh, God damn it. I don't know. I've done so much this week. I did a lot of Ustreaming stuff, a lot of live streaming. Oh, I learned that. We didn't talk about YouTube strikes yet either. Did I learn anything about YouTube?
You learned who the cunt nugget was that was flagging your account.
I learned that the cunt nugget who flagged my account is some lady out in, I believe it's Seattle. Her name is Andrea H. Jasinek.
Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon. I got a cease and desist from YouTube through this person and her law firm. She is a intellectual property attorney, and according to the cease and desist, it was they were representing Douglas Adams, who is dead. So maybe they're representing the family or whoever's collecting on the monies. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy that uploaded radio series, almost 40 years old. You know, me providing a service to the people, because it's a phenomenal series.
Why would that be Douglas Adams? Wouldn't that be like BBC or whoever recorded it?
I don't know. It might be hoax. It might be completely hocus.
She might just be a bitch.
She might just be a cunt. okay. Anyways, I mean, no, this law firm stole Rives. They might just all day long go through YouTube and just look for shit to scrape out of the barrel to cause a ruckus and maybe make some chinkles. All I know is, fuck you, Andrea J. or Andrea H. Jasinek. I've removed all of those, and I won't tell you what I'm going to do next.
Torrent.
No, it's already on Torrent. It's already on Torrent. But I want the easy people. I want the people who the casual viewers. They need to know what's going on. They need number one in the second series of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy radio series. Phenomenal. And it hurts me. To know that they had to be taken down the way that they were. We'll get that fixed.
Eric Free Rock, what did you learn?
I learned that jelly beans can act as Mentos when you put them in beer.
Yeah, I learned that as well, but that's not the thing that I'm going to say that I learned.
Oh,
actually, these aren't jelly beans. These are cherry sours.
They're basically like jelly beans, though, right? They're soft, right?
Kind of.
Oh, yeah, that's a jelly bean.
There it is.
That's totally jelly bean. So Daryl put a jelly bean in his soda, or in his beer, and it just started bubbling, and it just kept going and going and going.
It fucking blew
it
up.
A whole mess.
So, but not a quick Mentos explosion, but a mild,
yeah, it was,
you know.
It was much slower than a Mentos explosion, yeah. But it was definitely the same nucleation principle.
Definitely. Yeah. Mr. Daryl, what did you learn, man?
You know, I had it on the tip of my fucking brain, and then Free Rock said something, and
what about the tip?
2 inches away from my mouth, which is where the penis usually is.
Oh, 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 no!
Oh, and just for reference,
that is not what I learned.
Wednesday night will be the Liberty Night on Cheshire TV, because I got a 1 hour time slot from 6 to 7.
Ooh,
on Wednesday nights.
Yeah, if you're in the Cheshire County area and you want a time slot to pretty much put anything you want on the channel,
or if you're anywhere else and are involved with your local access, I will give you a copy of the show and you can put it on there.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you want to put your stuff on Cheshire TV here in on Channel 8 here in Keene, there's openings, there's slots available.
Yeah,
because
the
city bureaucrats aren't going to pay for. Well,
and beginning in September.
Mm-hmm.
There will be more slots opening because the government stuff is going to Channel 10.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, new channel.
And yep. So the thing that I learned this past week is that the guy who is the city council president in Birmingham, Alabama, which is where I'm from, claims to be an Uber rider, but is still pushing through some sort of... What the fuck are you doing that for?
That's Alabama.
It's Alabama.
I said Birmingham. If you're going to play anything to represent Birmingham, it should be fucking like gangster rap.
It's still in Bama.
Yeah. 80% of the people that live in Birmingham have very dark skin. I'm the minority in Birmingham, Alabama. But anyway, the city council president claims to be an Uber rider, but still wants to force Uber to comply with all of the taxi regulations. So basically, Uber and Lyft are being told, you're not welcome in Birmingham. Fuck you, city council.
Absolutely. Way to call it, man. Hey, guys, you've been watching Black Sheep Rising. Please go and visit the webpage, blacksheeprising.org. There you can get all of the content, all the archives, all of the show links. And if you really like the show, you'll go to the Facebook page and give it a like. Leave some comments. You know, tell us what you like or don't like. If you want to get in contact with me, you can email me at show@blacksheeprising.org, or you can leave a voicemail like Stephen Hawking did one time, 267-521-2771.
And in theory, they could call in live.
And, yeah, I guess we'll have to do some experimenting on how the phone works when someone calls live. So, yeah, it's a live show now.
Your Skype.
We got Skype.
That's a Google voice number.
Yeah, but you know what? Fuck this. I've got Skype.
Skype's way better.
And it's clean. Hey, Nick, you want to Skype in next week? I'll get that set up. Maybe you'll have some balls sticking to you or whatever you wrote. Yeah, you're a dirty guy. Daryl, where can people get you?
FPP.cc, FPPradio.com, GoFundMe.com/FPPCC.
Absolutely. Eric, where are you at Wednesday nights?
Now it will be the Live Free or Die Chronicles at 6 o'clock on CTV, courtesy of Free Rock Productions and the Free State Project.
And the Liberty Chronicles are?
Right now they're going to be Liberty Talks from Porkfest, but they'll be Liberty Talks from all of the different conferences and festivals around the state.
Plus you've got Cup Lock Radio, 10 o'clock Wednesday nights.
That too.
LRN.fm.
You've got a whole year of Porkfest.
I have a whole year of Porkfest, so it's going to easily get me to Liberty Forum, which will get me to the next Porkfest, which will get me to the next Liberty Forum. I'm pretty much going to be set indefinitely.
And did you mention Cop Block after that?
Yeah, and then Cop Block Radio, copblock.org/radio, or actually /podcast.
Absolutely.
LRN.fm.
So,
LRN.fm.
If you guys hadn't noticed, the archives are now being hosted on another YouTube account/channel. It's the Black Sheep Rising channel. Very easy to search for. There's only one other video on that channel so far. From now on, I'm only going to be playing free music.
Woohoo!
So, for example, the opening, the intro is a song that isn't necessarily free, but YouTube won't flag it.
Damn IP.
The song we're closing on tonight is a remix. I've noticed that a lot of remixes will actually, you know, slip through the cracks. And they're usually of good songs, and this particular one is a pretty nice song. The original, Disclosure, Help Me Lose My Mind, is probably something that Daryl would like to listen to, because it's a pretty girl and it's a nice song and all. I don't care much for the original. I do, however, like the remix.
Why do you not like pretty girls?
I love pretty girls. I don't necessarily want to hear them singing. Sometimes it's nice, but this particular song is a remix of that song. It's the Mazda remix. It's pretty nice. And so get ready to listen to a lot of remixes, Daryl.
Okay.
Everyone at home, thank you for watching and or listening. We'll see you next week at the same time, libertarian time, 8-ish.
We'll go with that.
I hate Libertarian Standard Time.
We have so much to do. We can only be at one place at a time.
Guys at home, we'll see you next week. Good night.
I ate way too much food. It was, oh god. And then my stepdad's like, "Ooh, we need to take a photo."
Tasty vagina.
Takes a photo of everything. It was chicken and corn on the cob.
You had the one that Free Rock is holding in my position. You had this one in Free Rock's position.
Dude, whoever was here last week just fucked everything up.
Rapture and Chris fucking Cantwell.
Did you read any of the show notes, Eric?
Nope.
You don't know what's going on?
Nope. What's going on?
Did anything happen this week for you?
No, not really. Getting guineas.
Guineas?
Getting guineas.
I thought you already had guineas.
On Thursday? No. My neighbors had guineas. Now we're getting some. Okay. JP managed to find the guineas. He has guineas up at his place and found their nest because they like to go out in the woods and hide their nest. And he managed to find it, and they had 31 babies.
So you just stole some babies and brought them to you?
Oh, I'm going to. I'm going to get them on Thursday.
Okay.
A winning.
For like half the price that you would normally pay, so I'm happy about that. And no shipping, so.
Goddamn hippies.
Motherfucker, we want to be better than Puke in the Game.
Yeah.
Okay, so can we have this discussion on the show?
Yeah, let's have this discussion on the show.